Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Billy Hatcher. Batting second, the DH, Phil Plantier. Batting third, the third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Tom Brunansky. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Bob Zupczyk. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Mo Vaughn. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Tim Nehring. Batting eighth, the catcher, Tony Pena. Batting ninth, the shortstop, Luis Rivera. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Joe Hesketh. For the Minnesota Twins, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Chuck Knobloch. Batting second, the left fielder, Shane Mack. Batting third, the center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth, the DH, Chili Davis. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Pedro Munoz. Batting sixth, the catcher, Brian Harper. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting eighth, the third baseman, Scott Lewis. Batting ninth, the shortstop, Greg Gagne. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Kevin Tapani. And now, play ball. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hatcher hits a line drive beyond short. Gagne can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Phil Plantier is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Plantier hits a line drive towards right. Munoz catches it and throws to first to double up Hatcher. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Boggs hits a line drive into left field. Mack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Knobloch hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Knobloch is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. One out. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rivera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Brunansky hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Munoz. Brunansky reaches second base with a double. Bob Zupczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Zupczyk hits a line drive for a single. Brunansky moves to third. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Vaughn hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brunansky tags and scores. One out. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Nehring hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Zupczyk moves to second. Two outs. Tony Pena is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Pena hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Davis hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Red Sox, 1, Twins, 1. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munoz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bryan Harper is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Hesketh, and towards Nehring, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Munoz moves to second. One out. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-1, Twins. Scott Laos is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Laos strikes out. Two outs. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Gagne hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. There goes Gagne. The throw from Peña and he is safe. Gagne steals second. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Knobloch is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Knobloch strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Luis Rivera batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Rivera hits a fly ball into right field. Munoz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hatcher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hatcher strikes out. Two outs. Phil Plantea is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Plantea is 0-for-1 in the game. Plantea hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Mack is 0-for-1 in the game. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Puckett is 0-for-1 in the game. Puckett hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Mack moves to third. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Zupcik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mack tags and scores. One out. It's 4-1, Twins. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Munoz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Munoz strikes out. Two outs. Bryan Harper batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. There goes Puckett. The throw from Peña and he is safe. Puckett steals second. Bryan Harper is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Harper is 0-for-1 in the game. Harper hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vaughn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Boggs is 0-for-1 in the game. Boggs hits a fly ball into left field. Mack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Brunansky hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Zupcik is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Zupcik is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Zupcik hits a line drive into left center field for a base hit. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Vaughn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Harbeck is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Harbeck strikes out. 1 out. Scott Laos is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Laos is 0-for-1 in the game. Laos hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gagne is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gagne hits a line drive into left center field for a base hit. Zupcik throws the ball into Nehring, who tags Gagne, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tim Nehring, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Nehring is 0-for-1 in the game. Nehring hits a pop-up towards short. Gagne settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Peña is 0-for-1 in the game. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Luis Rivera is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rivera is 0-for-1 in the game. Rivera strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Knobloch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rivera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Twins. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Puckett hits a ball on the ground for a single. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There goes Puckett. The throw from Peña and he is safe. Puckett steals second. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Puckett moves to third. Pedro Munoz, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Munoz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Munoz is walked intentionally. Mike Gardner now pitching. Brian Harper, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Harper is 0-for-2 in the game. Harper hits a line drive towards short. Rivera reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Phil Plantier is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Plantier is 0-for-2 in the game. Plantier strikes out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0 for 2 in the game. Boggs hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Hatcher moves to second. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brunansky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Brunansky hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-4, Twins. Bob Zupczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Zupczyk is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Zupczyk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Leos fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Zupczyk moves to second. 2 outs. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Nehring is 0 for 2 in the game. Nehring hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Zupczyk scores. It's Red Sox, 5, Twins, 5. Carl Willis now pitching. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 0 for 2 in the game. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards third. Leos fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Harbeck is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Harbeck hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Scott Leos is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. The ball gets by Peña for a passed ball. Harbeck moves to second. Scott Leos is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Leos is 0 for 2 in the game. Leos hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vaughn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Leos for the out. Harbeck moves to third. 1 out. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gagne is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Gagne hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harbeck scores. It's 6-5, Twins. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gagne moves to third. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Mack is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Mack takes first base on ball 4. Knobloch moves to second. Darryl Irvine now pitching. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Puckett is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Puckett hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gagne tags and scores. Knobloch tags and moves to third. 2 outs. It's 7-5, Twins. Chili Davis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Mack moves to second. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Munoz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Munoz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rivera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Luis Rivera batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Rivera is 0 for 2 in the game. Rivera hits a line drive into left field. Mac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Hatcher is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Guthrie now pitching. Phil Plantier is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Plantier is 0 for 3 in the game. Plantier hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Boggs is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Red Sox 5. The Twins will come to bat. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Harper is 0 for 3 in the game. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Kent Harbeck batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Harbeck is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Harbeck hits a fly ball into left field. Zupcik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Scott Laos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laos is 0 for 3 in the game. Laos hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rivera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Edens now pitching. JT Bruitt now playing right field. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brunansky is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Brunansky hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-6, Twins. Bob Zupcik is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Zupcik is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Zupcik strikes out. 1 out. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Vaughn strikes out. 2 outs. Tim Nehring batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Nehring is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Nehring hits a fly ball into right field. Bruitt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Red Sox 6. The Twins will come to bat. Danny Darwin now pitching. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gagne is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Gagne strikes out. 1 out. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rivera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mack is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Mack takes first base on ball 4. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. There goes Mack. The throw from Peña and he is safe. Mack steals second. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Puckett is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Puckett hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Aguilera now pitching. Herm Winningham pinch hits for Tony Pena. Herm Winningham is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Winningham strikes out. 1 out. Scott Cooper pinch hits for Luis Rivera. Scott Cooper is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Cooper hits a fly ball into left field. Mac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hatcher is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Hatcher hits a pop-up into right field. Brewitt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 7, and Boston Red Sox, 6. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.